This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, sometimes you just need a different take on today's sports news. And that's just what we're going to do.
Woo-hoo! I say, sports fans.
A fresh look at the headlines is here with the Dopey Millennial Show.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
Getting what the ATL needs. A fresh weekend sports talk show.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's just get down to it.
Now, the Dopey Millennial Show is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. This is the Dopey Millennial Show. Welcome into the show. Happy to be with you on a Saturday afternoon. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since we've gotten to have a Dopey Millennial Show here on the weekends. Of course, it feels like it's partly because the schedule gets pretty busy, especially for me this time of year. Caleb Johnson here with you for the next 3 hours, going until 7 o'clock today. Give me a follow on social media at ATLJohnson18. Of course, as always, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Man, it's Hawks season. It's college football season. It's NFL season. It's so much going on all at the same time. And it's fun. It's fun when I literally have a Black Friday where I'm covering a game, I'm keeping up with another game as that game ends, I'm getting home to turn on another game. We're bouncing around throughout the entire day. It was just it was incredible. Of course, as always, like, Thanksgiving is a great opportunity to, you know, have great NFL slate going on, but for whatever reason, I don't know if it was just the fact that this Georgia Tech game was on Black Friday that just made the day fly by, and I felt like every second of the day I was keeping up with a game that I wasn't at or didn't really have necessarily, like, couldn't just, like, sit down on the couch and turn everything on, couldn't have the, you know, the multi-viewer where I've got multiple games going on all at the same time. But it was a fun Friday, and then moved into today, where obviously the rivalry weekend continued. I want to start off the show just getting into what was an interesting 119th playing of clean, old-fashioned hate. A game that is beloved in this state, is championed, even if it's been pretty one-sided as of late. And it's funny, too, because I think for some fans, of either team, whether Georgia or Georgia Tech, feels like, oh man, I mean, it's, you know, it's not fair anymore. One team's been beating up on the other. And then you're kind of reminded, actually, this has happened a few different times. It was just the first time that it's been eight straight on Georgia's side, as the Dogs did beat the Yellow Jackets at Mercedes-Benz Stadium 16-9. I was in the building for this one. Very curious how it was all going to go, as this was the first time this game was not played at a home venue at one of these universities, with Georgia Tech obviously opting for the $10 million payout by an athletic director who then took his own pay increase and went up to Michigan State. So, you know, a lot has been made of the venue itself. I know I had talked about it on some podcast things that I do, of just wondering what the ultimate environment was going to be like in this game, just because you didn't know. I mean, you're used to one of these teams having a home field advantage. And in the case of, which has been at times for Georgia Tech at Bobby Dodd Stadium, hey, if the fans decide to sell their tickets and let Georgia fans take over, hey, that's within their right, and they live with the consequences of that decision. This time around, though, making it a Georgia Tech home game but played in an NFL stadium, you just didn't really know what the environment was going to be like. I had seen some things earlier in the week that I didn't love, when I'm seeing, oh, so Georgia Tech's student section was put in the 300s. That's not a great look. You know, like, this is what makes college football great, is the fan involvement, and specifically the student involvement. Those who show up early and get to root for their team. And so there was a conversation going into the week of, like, what this game crowd-wise was actually going to look like. Was it going to be dominated by the Dogs, or was it going to be a 50-50 split? You knew it wasn't going to be big in favor of Georgia Tech, just because of how ticket sales were going, and kind of the conversation of how it was going to look at the Benz, as there's a lot of Georgia fans in this metro Atlanta area. And so for all that, everything shows up, and as I'm walking into the stadium, I'm seeing a lot of Tech fans, and I was like, oh, okay, all right, so maybe this isn't going to be as dominated by Georgia and Georgia fans as I thought. However, the interesting thing was crowd involvement, and when things popped, when plays happened in favor of Georgia, what was the stadium going to sound like? When plays happened in favor of Georgia Tech, what was the stadium going to sound like? And I had even asked Brent Key last week if there was a way to manufacture home field advantage in a neutral site game. And his view of this was very similar to what he said at ACC Media Days, which was, we'll play this game anywhere. We don't really care. And he kind of fixed his comment later in the press conference by saying, well, it's not that I don't care what the environment is like, but I am preparing my players to not let those things affect the outcome of the game. And so it was really interesting talking to Kirby Smart after the game of what he thought. And it sounded like he had been warned that this might be a Georgia home game type of feel, playing at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And for, at least for Kirby Smart, he felt like it was far more split than what it appeared on TV with a lot of red in the building.
I didn't get a feel. I kept asking people, like, is it going to be really loud when we're at the ball, when they got the ball? I've told people, we've played here in so many SEC championships, it's loud both ways. Like, it's loud when we're on offense and we're snapping the ball, and then it's loud when they're on offense and they're snapping the ball. It's just loud. And so I've always felt that way. And then coming out of it today, I felt that way. I kept thinking, well, maybe we'll have more there and it'll be louder on them. But it was loud both ways.
I did think, like, the environment inside the stadium was loud. It was definitely in favor of Georgia. And, like, when it was more of when big plays happened that benefited Georgia, you heard the pops far more than when big plays happened for Tech. Obviously, there weren't as many to happen for Georgia Tech because their offense was just not able to do much in this game. But I don't think it played nearly as big of a factor as some of the conversation had been leading up to the game of like, man, why would Georgia Tech opt to play at the bends and take the money instead of, you know, rewarding the fans and playing at Bobby Dodd? It's not like Georgia Tech went to Charlotte and said, hey, we want our Tech fans to drive up to a completely different state. Like it really wasn't a far distance for Tech fans to go from one stadium to the other. And I don't think it played as big of a factor in the game. Ultimately, it wasn't like, you know, Haynes King wasn't able to hear at the line of scrimmage because of how loud it necessarily was. I just think, Kirby said it was loud. I just didn't get the feel that it was a major factor in this game. You just knew in the building by looking around that there were more Georgia fans than Georgia Tech. But obviously, this was an important win for both of these teams, as like rivalries still do matter. We'll talk later about what Kirby Smart thinks about the potential of winning the SEC and whether that still matters anymore. But it is so true that like winning this rivalry still matters to both of these schools, even in an age of transfer portal and NIL and having younger teams who maybe haven't been around as much to know how big this rivalry is. But it's certainly like you still felt the energy between these two teams, with Georgia obviously opting for, hey, we're just going to run the ball and take time of possession. They had the ball for 11 minutes longer than Georgia Tech did, which certainly played a big factor in this game. It feels like the thought process was keep Haynes King off the field as much as possible, and we'll be able to win this thing pretty comfortably. And I know ultimately like a 16-9 final score doesn't look like a comfortable win, but I just never felt truly. I mean, early on, yeah, with the trading field goals to start things off, and Georgia Tech being able to pick off Gunnar Stockton, Gunnar just in general not having his best game. But I also think that it was more of an outlook of Georgia only took a couple of big shots. Otherwise, they really weren't trying to throw the ball too much. They were really, 46 rushes in this game for the Georgia Bulldogs. They were really, really just trying to run the clock out and move on and wrap up their season and focus on whether or not they would be playing in the SEC championship game. Of course, we now know the Dogs will be back in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They got a little dry run of going through that this past week. They'll get that opportunity this upcoming Saturday. It'll either be the Alabama Crimson Tide or the Ole Miss Rebels, and what's going to happen with Lane Kiffin. Of course, we'll talk about those things throughout the show. Coming up next, though, we'll get into the rest of the story, what happened with the Hawks last night against the Cleveland Cavaliers, as well as what's to come with the Falcons on Sunday as they go to the Meadowlands. It's the Dopey Millennial Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's the weekend. Cause it's the weekend. And more from the Dopey Millennial Show is on.
As a millennial, I'm part of the most advanced crop of humans that our species has ever seen.
From Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Coming up in 20 minutes from now, we'll get into a check the tape segment. Listen to some audio from head football coach Kirby Smart after yesterday's win in clean old-fashioned hate for the Dogs over the Yellow Jackets. Get his thoughts on playing in the SEC championship game, what it means, does he want to be there, would he prefer to skip out? All of those conversations are happening by pundits and people who don't actually get the chance to play in these games. And so what do the people who are actually competing, do they want to be in? Would they prefer to rest and get healthy for the college football playoff? Obviously, there's a history of what happened last year with Ohio State getting hot and missing, you know, not having to play in the conference championship game. All of those things. We'll get Kirby Smart's thoughts and discuss coming up in about 18 minutes from now. However, right now, I want to get into the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story.
All the news and the headlines of the day and of the weekend begin with the Atlanta Hawks. We'll talk to Glenn Willis of ATL and 29 coming up at 5 o'clock on the show. Get his thoughts after what was a nice home win against the Cleveland Cavaliers last night. It was an NBA Cup game, but that didn't really matter because the Hawks hadn't exactly handled their NBA Cup games particularly well this season. Specifically, that big-time loss they had on Wednesday to the Wizards. I mean, it was ugly. 132-113, the Wednesday loss. But they bounced back last night against the Cavs and beat the Cavs 130-123. And they actually, interestingly enough, I know, like, the standings don't matter right now in the NBA. I mean, we're, what, a quarter of a way through the season, And the Hawks right now, fifth in the Eastern Conference as they passed the Cleveland Cavaliers. But, you know, have an identical record. It's just now they have the win over the Cavs. I mean, the Hawks so far through their last 10 games, 7-3, like they've been playing some pretty decent basketball that you have to feel pretty comfortable about, even though I think when you see games, it's been the Charlotte Hornets in the past where the Hawks play that game and it just looks ugly and a team goes on a hot run. I mean, CJ McCollum and Kispert and what, you know, the Wizards were able to do up on Wednesday left an ugly taste in the Hawks' mouths, especially, I mean, Jalen Johnson finishing that game with 7 points. It's just not up to the Hawks' standards. And so you didn't know how the team might respond to that because it's one of those, do they overthink? Does that kind of weigh on them? The travel for this team has been a real concern for the Atlanta Hawks. I don't know if it's getting, it's certainly not getting discussed nationally around the NBA just because, well, Trae Young is not playing. And so because they're winning without Trae Young, the only time that conversation is going to get brought up is, oh, well, do the Hawks need to trade Trae Young because they're winning without him? That whole sort of thing. And, you know, that's a conversation that I've certainly had with Chris Thomas and others on this radio station who have brought me on to talk about how this offense needs Trae Young. And before we get back into last night's game, we did get an update today that Trae Young is going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. He'll be reevaluated for his MCL injury that he has on his right knee. And so that does not mean he is returning necessarily in 2 weeks. However, if you look at the calendar, you'll see December 14th, one of the new games that was just added to the schedule because the Hawks aren't continuing on in the NBA Cup. The December 14th is against the Philadelphia Sixers at home. And then the 19th in that same week, they play the San Antonio Spurs at home that Friday. And so is the potential that Trae would be able to return for one of those games. Feels like everything is headed towards that direction, especially getting the update that I know a lot of Hawks media and fans alike were curious about as to, you know, whether or not Trae was on schedule, whether it was going to take a little bit longer. It seems, at least for the moment, that reevaluation period will take place in 2 weeks, which would be about the 12th of the 13th. And then potentially Trae Young could return as early as the 14th against the Philadelphia 76ers. Getting back to last night, though, I think it was a big factor in this game, the return of DeAndre Hunter to State Farm Arena. How would the Hawks handle, you know, his addition to that team? And certainly, you know, he's been a big piece for the Cavs. Was coming off the bench last year as they made, you know, a playoff push that came up pretty short. But this time around, getting the start, DeAndre Hunter finished this game 16 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals. And if you saw, there's a little fruffle, little shakeup with DeAndre Hunter and Mo Gay, as Mo didn't like getting posterized, and there's a little bit of a pushing back and forth, and Mo Gay gets called for the tech. But it was funny to see after the game, Jamila Johnson, who does a great job covering the Hawks, posted Mo Gay was holding DeAndre Hunter's jersey because those guys, they're friends, but they're going to battle it out on the court. I don't know. I love to see that. I love to see two guys who are just super physical and aren't going to let up. But the minute that, you know, we hit triple zeros and the game's over, you're able to dap up and be friends. Like, I know some people want guys to hate each other and want that energy to come from that perspective. But I just think it's fun when you see guys really getting after it and competing like Mo Gay was with DeAndre Hunter last night, and then are able to be friends, exchange jerseys, and all of that sort of thing. The big thing, though, with last night's win, ultimately with the Hawks getting the 7-point victory, was the late fourth quarter back-to-back threes from Zachary Rizache and Nikhil Alexander Walker. And I mean, just cannot say enough. This was a game in which, you know, if we're being honest, pretty quiet for the most part from Zachary Rizache. It's kind of been a season where he hasn't really had that huge emergence. His role has been much more as just a piece of both sides of the ball, instead of, you know, being more of a highlight of what you would anticipate the number one overall pick. And so I think sometimes, like, I get asked about, oh, is Zach regressing in his sophomore season? And I don't necessarily know that you could put it as a regression. It's just doing more of what the team needs, and which is going to see, you know, Jalen Johnson emerging as a much larger role, and guys like Dyson Daniels and Nikhil Alexander Walker leading a lot of things on both ends of the floor, but especially defensively. But a big game last night from Nikhil Alexander Walker, as he finished with 30 points. Dyson Daniels finishes, what, just like two rebounds shy and an assist shy of a triple-double. Jalen Johnson does get the triple-double with 29 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists. It's just a really great overall game from Jalen Johnson, bouncing back from what was a less than ideal game against the Wizards on Wednesday. With the Hawks getting eliminated from the NBA Cup, they had two games added to their schedule. And out of the draw that they could have gotten, man, they got some tough teams in the Eastern Conference, because you go to the top seed Pistons.
Loss!
Okay, Josh. Hey. You know what? I wasn't going to talk about your Michigan Wolverines.
Okay, look.
Okay, I was going to play nice.
I'm upset. I'm salty right now. I'm trying to hold on to anything I have right now because, yeah, we got stomped today.
Yeah, but the Pistons, I mean, they are looking like a very, very talented basketball team. One that I know people were just so quick to want to point to the Knicks being the best team in the East. But I had wondered if the Pistons, Cade Cunningham leading the way, were going to be able to take that next step. And so far, they have been able to do that. Are they still? I'm trying to remember. Are they still? No, they have lost a couple. Okay, so that win streak that they had going, that was...
Yeah, we just lost the 13 in a row. We lost the other night, so the streak has been snapped.
Yeah, I mean, but the 13-game win streak, coming off just a couple years removed from 27 losses in a row, pretty impressive what the Pistons have been able to do. So the fact that the Hawks get that draw in a game that they'll play at Detroit, that's the third time the Hawks will go to Detroit this season. Pretty tough draw on Friday, December the 12th. And then, as I mentioned earlier, potentially could be the return of Trae Young as the Hawks host the Sixers on the 14th of December. One more thing I want to get into real quick, because we'll have some time later in the show to talk this Falcons and Jets game. That's going to be Sunday at 1 o'clock. Of course, you'll be able to catch that game right here on 92.9 The Game, as well as the pregame coverage that'll begin a couple hours previous to that show, to that game, I should say. This is going to be an interesting one for the Falcons. We'll talk later, coming up at 5:40, to Joe Patrick, our 92.9 The Game Falcons reporter, and get his thoughts about this game. But, I mean, similar to a week ago, the Jets stink. They're bad. They're terrible. It's on purpose. They traded away Sauce Gardner. They traded away Quinnen Williams. They are going for a top pick along with the Saints, the Giants, the Raiders, the Titans. They benched Justin Fields for 36-year-old Tyrod Taylor. And yes, it's Tyrod, not Tyrod. It's a similar to the whole Bijan.
Are you serious? It's not Tyrod? We've been saying it wrong this whole time?
Yeah, so it's weird. So Tyrod Taylor has actually said in the past he prefers Tyrod, but he understands that it's just what people say. Bijan ran into the situation where his mom likes Bijan, but he likes Bijan. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go with the easier one and the one that you like. I know some people are like, hey, if your mama calls you this, I'm going to call you this. But anyways, random side point. But Tyrod Taylor hasn't started since 2017. Is getting the opportunity this season with the Jets because Justin Fields was playing that poorly. I think he had like four straight games throwing for less than 100 yards. Absolutely insane in the NFL.
I just don't know if there's ever been a quarterback who's just been a victim of unfortunate circumstances like,
really
like Tyrod Taylor has.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I was about to say, I mean, honestly, both of those guys, but certainly Taylor, because just coming in the league, never really getting an opportunity. You do get an opportunity, and a doctor accidentally stabs you in the lungs when he was, I'm trying to remember what team that was. Was that the Chargers?
I think it was the Chargers.
Yeah.
It was Chargers.
That he was going to fill in for Justin Herbert.
Yes.
And then got a punctured lung and collapsed lung and had to deal with that whole thing. Like, yeah. Taylor's had a rough go at it. And it's also, I mean, you got to think, Tyrod Taylor is what got a coach fired with the other New York team, the Giants, because they started him over Eli Manning back in the day. And they were, and like essentially the Giants ownership was like, absolutely not. We will not be doing that, even if he might have been the, or was, I think, the better option at the time. But we're a long ways away from that. He's 36 years old, still getting the opportunity to start in the NFL. I mean, this Jets team is not good. They are still an NFL team who has, in the past, week 8, they beat the Bengals. Week 10, they beat the Browns. Obviously, those aren't good football teams. But if you want to show that you are competing, then this is the time for the Falcons to show up and beat a really bad football team. As I mentioned, though, we'll talk with Joe Patrick coming up later in the show at 5:40. But next, we'll do a check the tape. What does Kirby Smart have to say about playing in the SEC championship game versus getting the week off and resting? He doesn't have that choice now. They'll be playing in the SEC championship game come Saturday. But how did he feel before he even knew about it? We'll talk about it next. It's the Dopey Millennial Show, Sports Radio 99 The Game, and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's the weekend. It's the weekend. And more from the Dopey Millennial Show is on.
As a millennial, I'm part of the most advanced crop of humans that our species has ever seen.
From Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. It is the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Saturday afternoon going until 7 o'clock today. Coming up 20 minutes from now, maybe 19 from now, we'll have Glenn Willis of the ATL and 29 podcast. Glenn does an incredible job covering the Atlanta Hawks. Just one of those I always like to turn to for the technical aspects of the game as a true ball knower. Like, that is who Glenn is. He's written for some publications that people are familiar with around here, now does the podcast and does a really incredible job, and we'll talk with him about last night's Hawks win over the Cavs, as well as what this team looks like as they've been playing for quite some time without Trae Young, but a return appears to be on the way. However, it is rivalry weekend. It is an opportunity to hear from coaches who like Kirby Smart, who have played a big rivalry weekend game as the Dogs got the win over the Yellow Jackets. Let's get into Check the Tape.
It's time to check the tape of the Dopey Millennial Show.
All right, we will start with Kirby Smart being asked, I think, I'm glad he was asked in the way that he was. I forget the reporter's name from the AP, who was essentially like, hey, it's been a big conversation, not only last year, but this year as well, with the college football playoff expansion, with buys being a factor and all of these sorts of things. What do you get in playing in an SEC championship game? Like, is this something you actually want to be involved in? Or would you rather, hey, let's not play this game. Let's get the extra rest, get healthy, and maybe we do what the Ohio State Buckeyes did last year and go on a run through the CFP. Here's what Kirby had to say, though.
If you worry about injury risk, we won't practice next week. So, like, you live your life scared of injuries, you know what you get? A very scared team. And there's also an opportunity to win an SEC championship. Does that matter? Does anybody care about that anymore? I mean, I grew up thinking that was the greatest game in the world, and I just differ from everybody else. Yeah, we lost guys today to injured. We're going to lose guys in practice to injury, but that's next man up. Like, so what's wrong with this whole thing now? It's like, well, what if you get hurt? What if you do this? What if you do that? I mean, it's football. It's all part of it.
Yeah, I think here's the problem. Like, I agree wholeheartedly with Kirby on the it means something or has in the past to win the SEC championship game. However, when you look over the Big Ten, I mean, does USC really care about winning the Big Ten championship? Does Oregon really care? What they care about is making the college football playoff. Their fans, they know the Pac-12. And it was about, there was some importance in the past of winning a Pac-12 championship. For teams that have bounced around to the Big 12, like, I just don't know if Colorado cares about winning the Big 12. I don't know if SMU cares about winning the ACC championship game unless it helps them reach the college football playoff. Teams, though, who have history, Alabama fans, I would assume, like winning the SEC championship game. If Tennessee had the opportunity to be in this game, I would think they would like the opportunity to win the SEC. Ole Miss literally has never played in the game. Maybe their coach doesn't care because he might be headed somewhere else. However, I would think the university and the players would care about doing something that had never been done in the school's history.
I love how you mentioned Colorado real quick, because I don't think Deion Sanders gives one ant fart about winning the Big 12. Like, he doesn't care.
It's just the current conference that he's in.
He doesn't care.
I would assume the same thing. I mean, if Stanford wasn't terrible, if Cal wasn't terrible, SMU is good. But I don't think they care about winning the ACC. There's no history there with Kirby. Kirby remembers playing, remembers competing in the SEC and how much it meant something for the school, because it was a big factor in what you did to play in the national championship game, certainly at that point. But it was in itself a true championship. Winning the conference used to mean something. Winning your rivalries, for the most part, still means something to a lot of teams. However, I was kind of surprised. I heard Nick Saban today on College Game Day say that, I'd rather win a national championship than beat Auburn. And I see the point of the championships. I mean, that's where you get banners. That's when you get rings. And so, you know, maybe the rivalry versus the ring isn't as impactful. But for conference championship games, like, this is part of the pageantry of college football that I don't want to get taken away. This is why when I hear conversations about, we just need to create a big super conference and have the top teams who actually matter play. Well, for whatever reason, the SEC has been one of the few schools, for the most part, to keep teams with history playing in these games. Now, granted, I say that, and quite literally, I know, a year ago, it was Georgia and Texas. Texas doesn't have that history. They have the history in the Big 12. I just feel like there are enough teams in the SEC who have stayed put because it is the premier conference in college football, along with the Big Ten. But the Big Ten has added just, has added schools in a different way that I feel like the way that Texas and Oklahoma joined the SEC, they still see the importance of how impactful winning an SEC championship could mean because of what a tough conference it is. I just don't see that elsewhere in other conferences. And, kudos to Kirby for essentially, you know, getting on this idea of, we want to play, and now we know that Georgia will be, because Texas A&M loses to Texas last night and opens the door that now it will be Georgia versus either Alabama or Ole Miss. How does this affect things moving forward, though, in the playoff? What if Georgia plays in this game and ends up losing? How is that going to affect their playoff hopes? Well, Kirby got into a little bit of that, talking about the best route to making the CFP.
Yeah, the sweet spot is win, because you'll question the what the decision was, right? There is no right decision. I mean, you talked to coaches all over the place last year that dealt with it, and there was the extended long layoff. There was the not extended long layoff. There was the Ohio State got hot, and they didn't play in a championship. I mean, look, at the end of the day, You got to do what you feel best about, and you'll always second guess it if you lose, and you always won if you win. So I don't know what that sweet spot is. I know talking to people that I trust and have been through it helps get the information.
Yeah, now why is Kirby getting asked this? Oh, because maybe his starting quarterback a year ago, right before halftime of the SEC championship game, tore his elbow and couldn't compete in the second half. They ultimately still win that game and then have to go play Notre Dame. Now, was a major factor in that Notre Dame game in the Sugar Bowl, was a major factor in that game not the fact that there was a major tragedy in the city that affected fans of both teams? Yes, like that played a major factor. That was not a regular football game. However, Kirby's original part of just win, you know, little Al Davis-esque, just win, baby. But that's for real. Like, that's the ultimately winning makes your path the correct path. Losing does the opposite. Is it good to get rest? I mean, yeah, it worked for Ohio State a year ago to not play in the Big Ten championship game and then to essentially heat up as they move through the college football playoff. With Georgia, now it's a very likely, hey, if you win the SEC championship game, you're going to get that bye, that layoff time, and then you've got to figure things out from there. But I think ultimately, like you just figure out, there was some conversation that I had heard leading up to this Georgia Tech, clean old fashioned hate, where it was like, well, what if Georgia loses to Georgia Tech, plays in the SEC championship game, and then they won't have necessarily the bye, so you get rest, and it's like all of the trying to figure out ways to make it work. Ultimately, they've got to win football games. And until we have a much larger sample size than 1 year of Ohio State running the gambit by not playing in their conference championship game, once we have the alternative happen, which very likely could happen this year, especially, I mean, look, if Ohio State continues like they've, if they look as dominant as they looked even today and beat Indiana next week, and then still go on to win a national championship, what do we make of it then? Ultimately, like Kirby said, it's just about winning. However, continuing in this Check the Tape segment, I want to go from college football back to the NBA for a bit, because coming up in about 7 minutes from now, we'll talk to Glenn Willis of ATL and 29 about last night's Hawks win. A big part of this game was what the Cavs were able to do offensively, specifically what Donovan Mitchell was able to do offensively, as he had a big, big game against the Hawks. They've seen guys come into State Farm Arena, put up big points. Donovan Mitchell, though, last night, 42 points in this game. Not really big elsewhere on the stat sheet. 3 rebounds, 3 assists. But how the Hawks went about preparing to defend Donovan Mitchell, I found really interesting from head coach Quinn Snyder.
And you really have to just do the best job you can. You know, I thought we did a good job of not fouling him. You know, he got to the line 5 times, which is really good. So we showed some discipline and made him hit shots, and he can make them, and he hit some tough shots. You kind of tip your hat when a guy does that.
Yeah, you tip your hat to a guy knocking down shots, but you don't make it easy for him. And I thought that was the really impressive thing from the Hawks, is, you know, for Jared Allen to finish 8 points, Darius Garland 15, Evan Mobley 20, DeAndre Hunter, as I mentioned earlier, 16. But DeAndre smokes a layup late that certainly would have helped out the Cavs. And you let Donovan Mitchell do his thing offensively, but you don't give him easy baskets. You don't get yourself into foul trouble.
and you managed to find your way to a 7-point victory. So I thought it was a really good sign for the Hawks and what's been a good defense at times that has slipped at moments, gotten into foul trouble, had issues with rebounding. All of these sorts of things are you know, a big conversation around how competitive this Hawks team can be going forward this season. Coming up next, though, we'll talk some more Hawks basketball with Glenn Willis. It's the Dopey Millennial Show, Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.